A quick reminder before we start, Matt is currently out on parental leave. He'll be returning sometime around August 30th. More details can be found on the main website, but in the meantime, I will be publishing an abridged version of the WTF Post every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The podcast will also follow that schedule. You can expect about 5 to 7 news items covering a slightly wider range of political news in about 2 sentences each. We will, however, be returning to our regularly scheduled WTF programming when Matt returns at the end of August. All right, let's do this. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 12th, 2021. Welcome to day 174. Texas Democrats plan to flee the state in an effort to block GOP-backed voting restrictions. The Texas lawmakers will head to D.C., risking arrest by leaving the state during the special legislative session. The move would be an attempt to become national symbols in the fight for voting rights, as Republicans in the state move ahead with a bill that would impose new limits on casting a ballot. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers may be penalized over a Michigan election lawsuit. The lawsuit alleging widespread voting fraud was voluntarily dropped after a judge in December found nothing but speculation and conjecture. Republicans are also pushing to ban what they call discrimination against unvaccinated people. Legislation is being introduced in states across the country that would protect the civil rights of those who refuse to be vaccinated. Moving on, the EPA approved the use of toxic chemicals for fracking a decade ago, according to new files. The compounds can form PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, which have been linked to cancer and birth defects. The EPA approvals came in 2011, despite the agency's own concerns about their toxicity. Meanwhile, the FDA is expected to announce a new warning about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine related to a rare autoimmune disorder. Roughly 100 preliminary reports of Guillain-Barré have been detected after 12.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine were administered. This, according to a statement from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And finally, Joe Biden backed Trump's rejection of China's claim to the South China Sea. The Biden administration on Sunday upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all of China's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. Biden also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.